continuing our conversations with the candidates for Michigan Supreme Court. Today, we are joined by candidate Connie Marie Kelly, currently a judge in the Family Division of the Wayne County Circuit Court. Welcome, Judge Kelly.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little about what impelled you to enter this race.
You know, it's been such an interesting year, and it's been an amazing journey. I've met so many wonderful people. But I am a judge in the Wayne County Circuit Court, as you said, a family division judge, and I also was instrumental in creating a domestic violence prevention court, so I sit on that court as well. Before I was elected to the bench, I was a lawyer for 27 years, so I have about 31 years of legal experience, and I have been in the trenches, you know, representing people every day. Now I'm on the other side of the bench, and I just feel like I have a really good overall view of what people go through when they go to court and how frightening it is for many people. And so I just feel that I could bring my practical experience in the trenches to the Michigan Supreme Court.
What is your personal view of the role of a state Supreme Court justice?
You know, judges are different than partisan candidates, and that's one of the problems that we have, I think, currently, that the legislature makes the law and the judges enforce the law that exists. Sometimes when the law isn't written clearly, the judges are called upon to interpret that. But in most cases, the law is really written pretty clearly, and it's the judge's job on the Supreme Court to determine what that law is and to enforce it.
What do you think, and what is your opinion of future Supreme Courts overruling past high court decisions?
Now, that's been the subject of a lot of controversy, and the reason is really pretty simple, that, you know, this doctrine of stare decisis or legal precedent is really the cornerstone of our judicial system in this country. And the purpose of not overturning precedent unless there's compelling reasons to do so is to provide, you know, the citizens of our country and our state the ability to know what is expected of them. This is what the law is, and so I plan my life accordingly. I follow the law. Businesses plan what they need to do based on the law that exists. So, you know, precedents that have been well examined and have a body of case law that have developed around that particular decision should not be overturned unless there are really compelling reasons to do that. There must be clear errors of law in order to overturn existing precedents.
In recent years, if you can look back, what do you feel are the one or two most significant actions of Michigan Supreme Court?
Well, you know, even this year, the Supreme Court has had a tremendous impact on the election. There are so many ballot proposals that even though there were enough signatures gathered and they were submitted timely, it was really the Supreme Court who is the final arbiter, the final decision maker as to whether those proposals would actually be on the ballot. And I think that has really given the Michigan Supreme Court great visibility. A lot of people think, well, what does the Michigan Supreme Court have to do with me? But I think they've seen some things like that that have impacted, you know, their ability to vote on issues that are important to our state. I also think another hot topic I hear as I've traveled around the state is last year the legislature decided that certain pensions could be taxed, and the Supreme Court found that to be constitutional by a 4-3 vote. And a lot of seniors talk about that as they travel around the state. So that was another way, I think, that they got to see how the Supreme Court affects their daily lives.
Are there any issues, Judge Connie Kelly, on which you would feel you would have to recuse yourself?
No, I don't think that there are any.
Okay. Getting past the election, looking ahead after November 6th, what do you see as the biggest challenges that the High Court is facing?
Well, you know, a function of the court, besides making opinions and rendering decisions that affect all the citizens of the state, the court is also charged with the responsibility of running all the courts throughout the state of Michigan. So I think it's really important that we provide a high-quality legal system to the citizens of the state and yet be good stewards of the taxpayers' money. And there's a number of different ideas that I have about how to do that. I like problem-solving courts. Like in Wayne County, we have a drug court and a mental health court. And, for instance, in the drug court, you know, a person can receive substance abuse treatment at the cost of $3,500 compared to a year of incarceration, which is $35,000. And so by employing these creative ideas, we can help someone overcome, of course, these are only nonviolent offenders, but to help someone overcome a drug problem, make them a more productive member of society, and at the same time, save taxpayers money. The same is true with our mental health court. We have saved almost 1,700 nights of jail beds in the first 30 months of the mental health court by providing people with the help they need rather than incarcerating them. And I'd like to see those kinds of courts in use throughout the state.
I'd like to touch on something that you alluded to earlier, and that is the issue of partisanship. Considering that you as candidates need to raise money to run, you're backed by a party, and then you're on the nonpartisan part of the ballot. I get the sense in talking to other candidates as well, judicial candidates are not comfortable with that, with the perception that there might be some sticky fingerprints down the road because of donations and partisan backing. What would you do to change the way that Supreme Court candidates must run in Michigan?
You know, it's difficult for the candidates, and it's confusing for voters because candidates have to be nominated by a party to be on the Supreme Court ballot, and yet then they're placed in the nonpartisan section of the ballot. So it's confusing for voters, and it is troublesome for the candidates. There's a great reform package that has been proposed, and it would make these judicial elections less partisan. And besides making them less partisan, I think it's also important to try to take the money out of these judicial races. You know, I think our country is weary of the partisan divide. You know, we're tired of seeing it in Washington. We're tired of seeing it in Lansing. And people expect the courts, especially the Supreme Court of our state, to be above the politics of the day. And so I think that's what the Michigan Supreme Court needs to work harder at. We have to make sure that the decisions that are made based upon the law and not about any political ideology or any loyalties to special interests. We really need to make sure that the public has confidence that the court is deciding, making their decisions based on the law.
Judge Connie Kelly, talk to the voters listening to you right now and explain why you think you deserve a seat on the state's highest court.
Well, thank you. You know, I have 31 years of legal experience, and I raised two sons, and I raised my niece as well. And, you know, and that was because of a substance abuse problem that my brother and his wife had. So I think I bring a different kind of life experience to the court. I paid my own way through college and law school. There were six children in my family. And so that was the only way that I could go. So, you know, I've been in the trenches. I value my education. And I've been out in the community doing things in addition to my legal experience. I started a girls mentoring program for the girls at Cody High School in Detroit. I love my Cody Girls Make It Happen group. And I feel that my 31 years of legal experience plus my personal life experience will bring a different perspective to the Michigan Supreme Court. And I would be so humbled and honored if the citizens of the state would help me to get there.
Connie Marie Kelly, currently a judge in the Family Division of the Wayne County Circuit Court and a candidate for Michigan Supreme Court. Thanks for talking with us today,
Judge. My pleasure. Thank you. And don't forget to vote.